Charger.
This is Peter.
Hi, Peter. This is Nick from Hoffenmeister. How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. Actually, Mike was busy in a meeting and wasn't able to connect with you 9 a.m. Mountain Time as you suggested yesterday over the email. But just wanted to ask you, like, is it a good time we can have a conversation regarding the mobile
Yeah, good.
application development?
Yes,
Okay, great,
yes.
great, great. All
Yes.
right. Okay, so
And your name was Mike?
Nick,
Nick?
yeah,
Nick.
Mike is in a meeting right now. So yeah, you were having
Okay.
conversation with Mike over the emails, and we sent you an email about tailored transportation app solution. I had a chance to go over and work on your website, and I watched some YouTube videos regarding the services that you guys provide on Podcars. So I would want to ask, like, what do you guys suggest? Like, if we are talking about a mobile application for your company, what type of application we are looking at?
So we're looking at an application that works mostly on smartphones, but it also needs to work on a computer, where the passenger on the app selects which station they want to go to. The app should know which station they're at, okay? So it needs to be have GPS. Know where they're at, and they select where they want to go, and then the app tells them, okay, if you want to go on this trip, this will take you 10 minutes, and it'll cost you $3.50 if you're willing to share a ride. If you want to go nonstop and not share a ride, it'll take you 7 minutes, and it'll cost you $15. Which do you want to do?
Okay, so these transits are actually being charged, because what I was looking at yesterday when I was watching YouTube videos and all, I saw people commenting on YouTube and they said that this was free. Maybe I was watching,
Yes.
I believe, the one you have in England.
Yes. Yeah, that one is free. You pay for the parking, and then you get to ride for free. But most of them are going to be, people are going to pay, and it's going to be a little more sophisticated than what's at Heathrow. Okay, so at Heathrow, you only get one choice. You select your station, and you go there. With this, you select your station, you select whether you want a premium ticket or an economy ticket, and it tells you how long it'll take and how much it'll cost, and you choose which one you want, and then the app needs to be able to accept your payment. And it also should tell you, keep informing you that you're going to arrive in 5 minutes. Now you're going to arrive in 2 minutes. Now you're arriving. Okay? And then, thank you for your trip kind of thing.
Just like we have it in Google Navigation, right? The
Yeah,
lady who is
right.
navigating you will let you know that, okay, the right turn is around 200 meters ahead. You need to turn right.
Yeah, we don't need to tell them what to do. We just need to tell them how much
That's
longer their trip's going to take. Yeah.
yeah, of course, that's the feeding we will be doing. We will be developing this thing within help of an AI, and the lady or the guy or whatever voice we would want to use, they will be able
Yes.
to update the passenger accordingly. Okay, another question. When I was watching
Yeah,
those videos, I was only
Yeah, we wouldn't want voice on this. We would only want it to be visual because people are going to be sitting in the vehicle sharing a ride with other people. We don't want their cell phones to be talking.
Yes. Okay. Cell phones
Okay.
not talking. asking, just notification, push notifications?
Yes, just like visual notifications. Yeah.
Perfect.
On the screen.
Would work perfectly fine with us. Another thing, you told me like yesterday when I was doing my R&D on your project, I saw that there were only like one type of like these podcasts. But right now you're telling me that there will be like two type of tickets that they can choose from, an economy and a business class.
Yeah,
so,
premium, but it's
yeah,
the
premium,
same.
Sorry.
It's the same vehicle. It's just on if they choose premium, they don't share a ride with other people. They get the vehicle to themselves and their group. If they choose, and it goes nonstop. If they choose economy, then other people will get on with them that they don't know, and they might have to make a stop or two on the way to their destination.
Right. Okay. And you can also, you're telling me that we can share it with other passengers and we can divide the fare.
With economy, they pay less, but they have to share with other passengers. Yeah.
Okay. And in premium, they can ride it alone.
Alone or with their family or friends up to 6
people. They can book the whole pod car, right?
The whole pod car for themselves, yes.
Perfect. Okay, I got you. All right, these are some points. We are talking about transportation. Are there any other services you would want to include in this application? Because right now what I'm seeing is like a very tailored, like a transportation app solution. But while I was going through your website, it was all services and projects and everything like that. So we are talking about two different things right now. So right now we're talking about a transportation app where we will be providing, like using Google Maps, and we will be providing routes from point A to B.
No. You won't be providing routes. The system, when the passenger says, I want to go to station 25,
mm-hmm.
The system will figure out the route and the time, and the system will tell your app, this will take 12 minutes or whatever it is. And so you don't have to figure out the route or the time. That mm-hmm. you just need to communicate with the control system. The control system will tell you this
mm-hmm.
is how much time it's going to take. And then the control system will tell you
mm-hmm.
this is the arrival time, and then you tell the passenger this is the arrival time.
So the control system can easily, they don't have to tell us on every time because the time from point A to point B is more or less fixed, right? Because
yes,
the speed and everything
is
more fixed.
Or less, it's fixed, but it's only fixed for premium passengers because they go nonstop. For
right.
an economy passenger, they might be going from A to M, and
mm-hmm.
and along the way, it decides, oh, we're going to pick up somebody at station D. So now it
mm-hmm.
adds in station D, and that adds a little bit of time to the trip. So with an economy
mm-hmm.
trip, you're never really sure exactly how long the trip is going to take. With a premium trip,
but there will
same
be
every time.
A maximum and a minimum time, because if you're talking about economy, someone, for example, you are traveling from point
yeah.
A to B, and there's a point C where I'm supposed to get in the port car, okay? But
yeah.
for unfortunate reason, I'm taking time. So how long the car will be waiting for the passenger? There is a time frame the car will wait
yeah.
for the other passenger, or like they will be hanging
yeah,
with their car?
It won't wait for people. It'll only pull into a station to pick up somebody who's already in the station. So the maximum time
mm-hmm.
it'll be in the station is about 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Okay, noted. Okay, so we have like pre-scheduling, okay, reservations. We have, okay, so first we are talking about sign up for the passenger, okay? They can put up their details.
They sign up. Yeah, they
all
sign
right.
up for the app.
Perfect. They sign up, okay, and then they will choose the destinations where all the destinations that you guys have worked with. Okay, I believe I saw on your website there were four locations, one in
well,
US,
no,
one in UK, one in Dubai, and in Mexico.
Well, those are different systems, yeah. So, but we're working
okay.
now on
Shouldn't
another
be talking
system.
About right now.
We're talking about systems with
okay.
100 or more stations, okay, in the U.S.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, perfect, perfect. So, a person will choose a location, okay? Then,
yeah.
When they will choose a location, after that, there will be destinations shown to them that from where they would like to travel, okay? Starting destination and then ending destination.
No, the starting destination is where they are now. And
right.
So they have to be close to a station or in a station before they can choose a destination. Because we don't want people saying, I want to ride in half an hour's time. That doesn't work. We want people saying, I want to ride now. And then we'll give them a ride within a minute or two. Okay?
Okay, okay. Well noted.
Okay.
So people who are already in at the destination will be able to choose the pod car available, and then they will choose the end location.
Yeah, no, when they're at the origin, they'll choose the destination. Then the system will say, okay, if you want to go to this destination, it'll take you 12 minutes. Do you want to do
mm-hmm.
this? They say, yes, it's going to cost you $6, they say yes, and they pay, and then your system notifies the control system. I have a passenger going
mm-hmm.
from station A to station G
mm-hmm.
and ready to leave. And the control system will come back and say, okay, that passenger will go on vehicle number 23, and it'll be there in 2 minutes. And then you tell the passenger, you're going to get on vehicle 23. It'll be here in 2 minutes. And then you say, now it'll be here in 1 minute. And then you say, now it's arriving. Get on board, you know?
Right.
Okay.
Got it. Got you. Okay, these are, we have to develop an API that will connect the system
yeah.
with the application,
yeah.
okay? So it
yeah.
will do the reservation and would tell the client through a notification on which pod car, on which number of the pod car they are supposed to travel and how much long it will take for the pod car to
yeah.
arrive at the destination.
Yeah.
And after every 30 seconds or 45 seconds, they will get an update that, okay, the
right.
car will be arriving in 2 minutes, 1 minute, in about 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay, it's already there. Okay.
Right.
And once they are in the car, so they are supposed to make this payment, like it is prepaid, right?
Yeah, they're supposed to sign up for the app ahead of time. Now, we also want to have an option. If you saw the Heathrow video where there's a kiosk at the station for people
mm-hmm.
who don't have a smartphone, they can go to the kiosk and they can pay with a credit card or something like that
mm-hmm.
and do the same process on the kiosk, only
mm-hmm.
it won't do things like keep them informed
mm-hmm.
of what the timing is like
right.
a smartphone could.
Well,
simpler.
Yeah, that's okay. So we are looking at three modules right now. One for the passenger, okay? One will be the passenger application, okay? Another will
yeah.
be for kiosk, okay? And of course, kiosk
yeah.
will be able to, if you are asking them to provide services to your passenger, so there will be a certain type of amount they will be charging for those services they are providing, correct? So I'm right till now. I'm asking you this.
Yeah, what's your question? Say it again.
Okay, Peter, my question was the people who are in kiosk who will be operating your software helping the passenger to book a pod car, they will be charging a few bucks on every service they are providing your passengers with, right?
No, the kiosk will be automated just like the smartphone.
Right.
And the passenger will use, and you will provide the software for the kiosk also. And the passenger will use the kiosk to book the trip, okay?
Okay, so this will the kiosk will be using for an iPad, something like that, or it will be a software for a computer.
It'll probably be the software for a computer, but or an iPad, yeah, something like that, yeah.
Okay, I got you. So yeah,
okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, there's something else too. So when a person needs a kiosk, they will also, and anybody, you should be able to look up at a screen in the station, and the screen tells them vehicle number 23 is arriving and passengers number 105 and 126 need to get on board it. So that when you get your ticket, it tells you your passenger number 105. And so you watch that screen and it tells you, okay, you're going to get on this vehicle that's coming. So there needs to be a screen as well that tells people which passengers are getting on which vehicles.
Because
if you don't have if you have a cell phone, a smartphone, you won't need that. But if you don't have a smartphone, you'll need that screen.
No, I got you. Of course, if you're not getting notified, how would you know the what car has arrived and you are supposed to get on it and
right.
travel now? Of course, so there will
right.
be another way to update them. So I understand that there has to be a screen on which they
yeah.
can get all those notifications that they were supposed to get on their
yeah.
Cell phones. So yeah, till now
yeah,
we are.
There'd probably be a screen. Probably be a screen in the vehicle also, saying this vehicle is now arriving at station G. Something like that. You know. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I got you. Okay. I have this thing developed on this software developed. It will be a web panel working as a kiosk, providing services to the passengers. Okay, this is one phase, one interface, an application will be built for the passengers where they can sign up. They would know their history, the past travels, how much they have made the payments, and they can see all that, the services that you guys are providing. And, of course,
yeah.
Once they can also provide support with reviews and updates and feedbacks, do we have to include this section also?
Yeah.
Okay, these static sections will also be there. And is there any free rights for referrals? If someone is referring, for example, I came to one of the or towards a destination where you guys were providing your podcar services, and I used them and I really enjoyed it. So I am recommending your application and your services to one of my friends. So where will there be any referral bonuses that, like, if I'm referring your services to a friend, I will get a free ride or something like that?
Yes, probably. And we might also have people that qualify for free rides. It might be that students get free rides or something like that. So those kinds of things, yeah, those kinds of things might vary from project to project. We might do it one way on one project and a different way on another project.
Okay. So just give me a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I was just making my notes. Okay, so the discounted and, yeah?
Go ahead.
No, so discounted package will be for students. You were asking a different question. You can go ahead.
Why don't we get done with your questions first, and then I'll ask you some questions.
Well, Peter, this mobile application thing is like give and take thing, okay? So we will be, both of us will be asking questions, both of us will be answering it. It's a two-way thing throughout the duration we will be indulged in this project. So it's not like that you will give me an order right now and I will come back to you after 2 or 3 months and will say, okay, this is, I've done this work. And this is the application, and you get it. It's not like that with us, okay? It will be like on every step, we will be asking for your confirmation on every line, on everything. For example, I'm talking about a font size or color. So I would ask for your approval, like, do you like this thing? Or if there is a button on top right, but I will ask you, where do you prefer this, on top right, top left, or anywhere in the bottom? So everything on every step, I will be asking you for your preference and confirmation before I move towards on another step, okay? This is how we will be creating this application for you. And there will be, like, unlimited revisions in the discovery phase. So at any point you think that you don't like this thing or there can be a much better option, we can use it. So, yeah, we will do it during the discovery phase. That is like before we jump into the development, okay? So once we have discussed and decided everything on how the application will work, you will have a wireframe, working wireframe. It will be working on a software, maybe a Figma or Adobe. You can use it. You would know how the application is working. You will have all the designs and everything. And once you give us a go ahead, and then we will be moving towards the development, because once we are in the development phase, we can't just go back and undo everything. So before that, you will have unlimited revisions, and we will be doing this correspondence of asking and asking questions and giving answers and having a fruitful discussion to make sure that we develop a top-notch app for your passengers and yourself. So yeah, okay. you were having a question. You were about to ask me something.
Yeah. Can you send me examples of apps that you've developed so I can look at them and see what they look like and
sure.
how they work?
Sure. What I'm gonna do is right now. I have discussed. I think that most of the part on how the application will work, of course, the admin side is something that I will decide how it will work, and you can make your amendments, of course, as I said, you will have unlimited revisions. I will create a detailed high-level scope of work document for you, okay, and you will see on which type of cell phones your application will work, how it will work on the kiosk, and how the admin side will work, all the details from signing up till logout for your passengers, everything will be documented down in a Word file or PDF, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Also, I will provide you with a timeline, how much time it will take for us to develop all these three interfaces, and a quotation. I will give you a rough estimate depending on the timeline it will according to the skills, features, functionality, and the timeline, okay? I will give you a like rough estimate cost that this is the cost it will incur for like next, for example, 4 to 6 months. This is a rough idea right now I'm talking. Once I will be putting down my pen to paper, then I would know something near to reality, how much time and cost you have to put into this project.
You're saying that the time is typically 4 to 6 months?
If you are talking about a good application, this is something around 3 to 5 months approximately, more or less. Okay, depending on updates from your side. Okay, because
we actually have more time than that. Time is not a problem here. We're not quite ready yet. Okay,
that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
But time, if you're fine with time, this is the time it takes. If the application is taking more time, then it's because that we haven't received an update from our client's side. because if I have created something, I have created a login page, maybe a login page, and I have shared it with you, and you are reviewing it, and you haven't updated me that if you would want to go ahead with it or you would want to make any changes. So this is this is how the application timeline may increase. But then again, I believe that 3 to 5 months is like that's more of something that I'm talking about this type of application. And recently, not exactly for podcasts, but you know Uber and these other services, right, where people can rent and ask for cars to give them pick and drop. So we have developed similar applications on that forum. We have worked on AI, IoT projects, on health projects, and I will attach some of our client stories and projects while I will be sharing all the documents with you. So I will provide you with all the information and feedback of our client. Even if you would want to have a word with one of our clients, we can also arrange that. That's not a problem with us.
Okay, very good. Where are you located?
I'm located in Chicago.
Okay, and the company is an American company?
Yeah, this is an American company. We are in Chicago.
Okay.
And the next meeting maybe is today's like Wednesday. It's 10:18 a.m. right now. We're here. Can we schedule another meeting day after tomorrow? I will be able to. No.
Yeah. No. Let's. We need to give it a little more time. Let's do. Let's do a week from today.
Another next Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday the 10th.
Okay, that's okay. And same time would work with you. It's just like I called you around 10 a.m. Mountain Time.
11 a.m. Mountain
Time. 11 a.m., right. It's right now 11 a.m., but I called you around 10?
No, it's 11:20 now.
11:20. I called you around 10:50. That's what is showing on my clock. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so call me around 11 o'clock next Wednesday.
Okay, 11 a.m. next Wednesday. We'll do a Zoom meeting if you're okay with it. I'll share my screen and also show you some projects that we have already developed and some projects that are in progress. So, and I will also share APKs so you can download it and use it in your phone and you would know how the applications are working.
Sounds good.
Great. For the document, I will share it with you in next 24 to 48 hours. You will have like over the weekend until Wednesday. You can go through it. You can review it and make any changes you want in the document. Maybe I have added something that you do not want at this stage, maybe at a later stage, or there's something that I might have missed. You would want to add that point. And so you can make all the amendments you want. And we can talk about it in our next meeting.
Okay. Yeah, let's change the time for the meeting to 10:30 Mountain Time.
10:30. Okay. Works fine with me, 10:30. We'll
okay,
do
you're
it.
Going to send out an invitation, right?
Yeah, I'll send an invitation. I'll actually ask Mike to send you an invitation. He will also join us. I will ask him. He is our VP, Vice President. For the product and strategy with more experience in what you guys are doing, actually. So I would really want him to join in and add his experience and expertise in this project.
Sounds good.
Great. Okay. So, well, it was very nice talking to you, Peter. Is there anything that I'm missing out before I let you go?
No, I think this is a good start. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much for your time, Peter. Well, nice talking to you. Have a wonderful day. Take care.
Thanks, Nick. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.